This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program. Hi. What is that? How do you make that sort of sound, Kara?
What?
That sounds like water falling out of a barrel.
I don't know. Okay. It's I'm not typically the one who's making it, so.
What? It's not you?
I know. It's shocking that I don't sit here and sing all the intro songs, but it's not me.
Opportunity not
to. Pentatonic.
I wish.
A new business model. All right, you're answering the door now. We're coming in. Hello. This is the DJV program. Hello. We've come to your home to tell you some stories.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Horn's a good storyteller. Kara Schulman is getting the hang of it. I'm Doug Steffen. I got the hang of it a while ago. So opportunity knocks. And it's I was thinking of the television show, I've Got a Secret. And will the real person stand up? I was looking at what's going on with Andrew Yang. Will the real Andrew Yang please stand up? Apparently there are a number of pictures of him or of somebody who's named Andrew Yang or just a random Asian.
No, they're picking a random Asian and putting it up as Andrew Yang, which is wonderful.
That's right. They all look the same to me, right? Isn't that what somebody said? They all look the same. Yeah, it's we used to, when I was I was a kid, but at some point in time, you've all heard somebody has said all black people look the same, or all of this particular category looks the same. You've heard that from ignoramuses who think that that's the case, and so that may be. But to a lot of people, all Asians look the same. Whether that's intelligent or it isn't, it is what it is. And so, and that was borne out by some, was it CNBC? Somebody put up a a picture of just some random Asian guy and claimed it was Andrew Yang, and he got wind of it and called him out on it. So I guess that's he's a very interesting guy, presidential candidate. For those of you who don't know, he's been very visible. Actually, his wife's been pretty visible this week, too. Evelyn, apparently she was sexually assaulted by her physician when she was pregnant back in 2012. Did you hear that story, Jennifer?
I just did. Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah. So what's that story?
Well,
other
I
than
think
that, the obvious.
Just what you said, yeah. I don't know how many details are up. This is the first
there's
time
a lawsuit.
She's been talking.
There's a lawsuit for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of lawsuits, a lawsuit challenging the conditions in some of the Border Patrol facilities in Arizona has gone to trial. This is 5 years after it was first filed. Remember when it first, I remember us talking about it briefly. The bench trial kicked off at the U.S. District Court in Tucson. Expected to last a couple of weeks. For those of you listening in Tucson, what's the scoop? The suit known as Doe versus Wolf, originally filed in June of 2015 by the ACLU of Arizona, several other organizations as well. What happens here, I guess, under the accusation, is that multiple Border Patrol facilities, the places where migrants were being held, inhumane, and in fact the conditions that existed were quite punitive. Photos submitted as evidence back in 2015 showed rusty toilets. Some of the people that were in these camps were sleeping under aluminum blankets. Huh? What's an aluminum blanket?
It's those ones to prevent the cold from coming in. That's dumb. You know those ones that you put in your emergency kit?
Yeah, aren't those like the shock blankets?
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, one of those silver blankets that's supposed to keep in heat, so it's a very
sometimes
thin
you see
layer,
Olympic athletes even put them over themselves after they've
really?
Competed. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, you got me.
Why would they complain about that?
I don't know. The floor.
See, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
It's like this. Okay, if I make, and I think you guys know, I mean, maybe I don't always, I mean, I think I'm one of the most empathetic people that I know.
Agreed. Check that off. Yes.
Thank you. I sometimes think, well, maybe I'm just crazy, but I feel like I'm very empathetic.
No,
I feel like I have
all.
A really big heart. Mm-hmm. And I understand the plight of these people where they feel so hopeless. But if I made a decision to commit a crime. And I got caught for that crime, and I got put in jail. I don't think at that point I'd be really in the position to complain about the conditions in the jail. I mean, as long as your human rights are being met, I mean, really, can you expect it to be the Ramada Inn? It's the same thing. These people are making a decision to come to this country. They know it's not legal. They know it's not what they're supposed to be doing. And then they complain about the situation when they get here. Yeah, and so it's like, if you, I mean, we all make choices, and some of them are great and some of them are terrible, and we do all of that during our lifetime, and we deal with the consequences. And I don't know. I mean, so they're not going to get Egyptian cotton at a border retention center. I just don't know. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Here's another one. Let's hash this one through for a moment or two. The state of New York and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit. Actually, there are 14 states involved in this against the Department of Agriculture, challenging the new regulations that require more food stamp recipients to work. What, in what world is it that we want to continue to give things away with no consequence for your having gotten whatever it is that you get? In other words, you don't have to just put stick your hand out. Okay, let's. So the Trump administration, to their credit, has required more work, the more of the recipients to work. So if they're able-bodied, we have no, I don't feel like I have, I'm compelled to give these people money if they're able-bodied. It's like the homeless people in California.
Yeah. I mean, right. That's the other thing about unemployment. I remember, like, again, a little old school, but when my grandparents, and I spent a lot of time with them when I was a kid, for them, it was like, if you went on assistance, you went on as quickly as you could. You didn't tell anybody. You didn't brag about it, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like you used it when you needed it, and then you were off, and that was it. And now it's like people work to try to stay off of that. Now it's like the easy fallback. And I don't believe that most people live a thriving life without some purpose. I think people do better with purpose, rules, and structure. And I understand the function of this, because some people really do fall on their luck and they need the help. And that's great. I mean, that's what it's there for. But there are so many people who abuse it and just stay on these programs their entire life because they just accept the status quo. They don't want to get better or strive for more. And I don't know. I don't think we're doing people any favors if we're setting that up as a fallback for them permanently.
It's a perfect example of liberalism gone awry. And it's pretty disgusting when you look at this situation there or here in Los Angeles, where these homeless people who have, many of them, made the choice to be homeless. I saw a woman last night, and I actually gave her some money. I was coming out of the gym, and this poor, she must have been 75 years old, pushing a cart. And she was in a light, and it was cold, and it just was raw. I don't know. So I didn't engage her in conversation, but I gave her some money because I felt like she didn't have a choice. I just got that vibe.
You
from
have
her.
To Whereas, use your gut, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas somebody who is 30 years old, who's out on the street, who's got decent clothing on, all they do, like it or not, is they use the money to go buy drugs or they buy marijuana or what. As a matter of fact, I saw a sign yesterday, "We'll work for pot."
I know. So, they think it's better to be honest.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's just. And there are plenty of jobs that have gone wanting here in Los Angeles, whether it's working for the city, whether it's working for private companies. There are a lot of people who are running businesses that are looking for workers. And so don't tell me you can't find work. You can find work if you're mentally and physically able to do the job, mentally and physically, then you ought to be working and you ought to not I get riled up about this because it's really ridiculous. Why are we giving benefits to people?
Because you're a hard worker. And so it's hard for people who are hard workers to go, wow. Could somebody really lounge around, you know, and not lounge around, but could someone just sit around and not be productive all day?
Do nothing and get paid for it. And we've made it easy for them to do it. And that's where I very, very infrequently do I use the term conservatism or liberalism, because I think they're misused. But in this circumstance, liberalism does apply, and it is with faulty thinking. There's no rationale to it. I can see the people on Facebook right now sending me a comment. Yeah, Doug, you're right again. Well, thank you. Here's a group of Republicans called Republicans for the Rule of Law. Don't like Trump. Going to spend $1 million next week. That is going to be they put a commercial together that'll air on Fox and Friends and Lou Dobbs. That's calling they want the Republicans in the Senate to call in witnesses during the impeachment trial because they don't. I don't even know who these people are. I don't know that I've heard that much about them. Who
yeah,
are
I don't
they,
think I've heard about. I don't know. I don't know that I've heard about them either.
Yeah.
There is going to be a big debate, though. I mean, that's going to be the really one of the big arguments in the impeachment trial is whether or not to call witnesses. Some Democrats want to. Some Republicans want to. And some Republicans want to call in the Democrats' witnesses, and some Republicans want to call in witnesses like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and put those guys on the stand. So this is going to be a pretty big fight, and all they need is a majority to decide whether or not to call witnesses. So it's very possible that this could come down to some Republican senators like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski deciding whether or not there'll be witnesses called at the trial.
Right. Your Hidden Power is a podcast that I do every week focused on a lot of, I guess, alignment issues. So if you are personally aligned with the universe, with spirit, with whatever it is that you may, if you feel like you're really close to something that is a part of a religion or part of a thought process, you'll enjoy our current podcast. It's Hidden Power Podcast number 127. Expanding your mind is what we do and hope to achieve that. So why don't you check out the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can get it on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal, 800-208-1797.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo Dry Erase Markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only $1 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1-18-20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This portion of the program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, which comes from Quicken Loans, who created an experience centered around you to turn your dream into a reality. Personalized, simple, and convenient. That's Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Push button. That's kind of an interesting reality, isn't it? Just go online to Rocket Mortgage, push the button, and get the mortgage. That's the deal. It's also 21 after the hour in the DJV program. That's the deal as well.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Give love a bad name. Bunga Bunga, Bon Jovi. In the focus now, as they've announced their North American tour for this year called Bon Jovi 2020. How clever is that? Around the country, around the summertime. The tour kicks off actually in Tacoma, Washington on the 10th of June. Wraps up with a two-night stand at Madison Square Garden on the 27th and 28th of July. So 2 months on the road. Brian Adams serve as support through most of the tour, except for the concerts in Vegas and Toronto. Tickets on sale on the 24th at 10 a.m., which is, what is that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, okay. Yeah. All right, so, Friday. Bon Jovi fan club members and American Express card holders will have access to pre-sale tickets from January the 21st, 10 o'clock old time, to January 23rd at 10 p.m. local time. So this is becoming kind of the norm when it comes to buying tickets for these shows. If you want to go to Bon Jovi's website, bonjovi.com, find a little bit more there. Bon Jovi yet to announce an official release date for 2020, which is an album that they've been talking about it for a while. It's supposed to be out this year. All the tickets for their upcoming tour.
I hope so. Otherwise, it's awkward if they release 2020 and 2021.
Right, they're doing 2021. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bon Jovi 2020 following the group's 2016 record, This House Is Not For Sale. In an interview last year, John Bon Jovi said, quote, "It's not political, but it's very socially conscious, you know, just awareness of so many things going on in the world now, whether it's the environment, politics. It's just a wider array of things that need our attention right now." Last November, Bon Jovi unveiled a new song called Unbroken, which they wrote for Josh Aronson's documentary To Be of Service, about veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder who are paired with service dogs. Let's listen to a little of that. I think we've heard a little of this before.
Yeah, the first time you liked it, the second time you hated it. So it'll be interesting to see what you think now.
Let's let it play for a little, then I'll give you my third kind of charmer.
I never heard of 2 weeks before. When you're 19, it ain't hard to sleep in the desert on God's floor. Close your eyes, stop counting sheep.
Proceeds from the downloads of this single have benefited the Patriotic Service Dog Foundation, which is certainly very appropriate. So that's the Bon Jovi news musically as we pay attention now to Jason Aldean, another musical hero. Jennifer likes Jason Aldean.
I do.
To spend a big portion of this year on stage. He's announced a new leg of his 2020 We Back Tour, which will carry him through the end of the summer. 22 new dates pick up in July on the 17th in Toronto, about 4 months after the tour's previously announced first leg wraps up in mid-March. This time out, Aldean and his band will mostly play outdoor stages during the warm months, hitting a lot of the same amphitheaters and pavilions on the recently announced summer tour from Tim McGraw and Chris Young, before closing things out in September in Irvine, California. Supporting acts on most of the dates, Brett Young, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Silver. Tickets for select shows.
He travels with him quite a bit.
Does actually, he?
Yeah.
All right. Is he good?
He's okay. Yeah, he's fun. I mean, it's a DJ, basically, to kind of amp up the crowd. So.
Yeah, with the mixed music and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Recorded music, yeah. Way Back Tour, name for Aldean's current single, the lead offering from his 9th studio album, which was released in November. So, if you're an Aldean fan, there you have opportunities to hear him here and there around the country this summer. 28 after the hour, you have a chance to hear us every day on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the Pentagon initially said there were no U.S. casualties from the attack, the U.S. military now says nearly a dozen U.S. troops were treated for concussions after the Iranian missile attack in Iraq earlier this month. The U.S.-led coalition saying that 11 service members were transported to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, and they're still being assessed. No service members were killed in the attack. Chief Justice John Roberts formally swore in the impeachment court in the U.S. Senate yesterday. As Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, his caucus is still pushing for a similar procedure to be used as in past impeachment trials.
Every Senate impeachment trial in our history, all 15 that were brought to completion, featured witnesses. Every single one.
The actual trial starts Tuesday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi,
everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys and the bad guys. The world is a bizarre place. Mondo Bizarro here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria is suffering with what about 150 bajillion million other people are suffering from, it would seem. Bad year for the flu. And a lot of people, the flu shot, leave it to the government or whoever it was, came up with the government says, yep, everybody go get your flu shot. Yep. You go get your flu shot, and you find that the flu shot that you're getting isn't applicable to this year's flu. So a lot of people are coming down with it. It's a very, I guess, Dr. Ken tells me, and so does Jack, but Jack doesn't like vaccines. Jack Starkwell, one of the doctors associated with the program. Ken does. And so I asked him on, I think, the most recent podcast, at GoodDayHealthShow.com, why it is that this is not any good. Well, it's not any good for children, apparently. It's good for older people, but I still, just to underscore, if you have a strong immune system, I mean, even I have got a fabulous immune system, and I'm very thankful for it. I come down with stuff. I've had a few things here and there that I can't ward off lately. It's tough because there's
sometimes
a lot of crap.
Sometimes you can't avoid it. There's a lot of crap.
So Victoria's got some of that, whatever it is that's going around.
You
meanwhile,
should have
Jennifer's
seen it. When I was hanging in the hospital the last couple of weeks, the ER was packed with people who just looked miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I would challenge myself, and I would run through the emergency room holding my breath so that I would breathe in any of their germs.
I thought I was. Gross. I went over the other night to get a brain scan at UCLA at the Image Center, And it was like a scene from the Bar War, the Star Wars bar scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People.
They're like zombies. It's weird.
Yeah. All sizes and shapes. Speaking of zombies, excuse me, the FBI arrested three neo-Nazis. They were suspected of being neo-Nazis because, you know what they had, folks? Big Nazi and swastika.
it's a good indicator.
Right. The boys on duty there are right on the ball.
Really right on the money there.
So apparently they were discussing plans to show up at a pro-gun rally in Virginia next week.
This is a bigger story than even that. There is so much. It's so funny. Off the air, Karen and I were talking about Virginia. We were talking about the governor, Ralph Northam, who had the blackface scan. I remember his yearbook. He couldn't remember if he was wearing blackface or the KKK costume, or he didn't know if he was there to begin with. But he's still there, and he's still sort of in the middle of the list of popular governors. But he's doing something really, I think, unpopular and unconstitutional. He is banning, at least temporarily, the use of guns, basically, or the right to carry guns because of this rally. And apparently there was a threat to the rally. They had some intelligence that something was going to go on, and it was a pro-gun rally that was supposed to be handled in the, I guess, like some city square. And now the police said that they were able to pick up these three Nazis who they believe were going to come and try to cause trouble again. But the little tentacles on this story are really significant, and it's part of Virginia's push to eliminate or really tamp down on gun rights in their state. So beyond even just the neo-Nazis showing up, there are other pieces of this story that are sort of significant, I think.
There are lots of groups around. I don't belong to any. Do you belong to any groups? I don't belong to any groups. But there are all these.
In full disclosure, the NRA, I belong, yes.
Well, okay. I've got a membership to the NRA. Yeah, I do.
I belong to, I think, a chapter, because I signed up after I spoke, of the Republican Women's Federated in Encino Oaks chapter, I believe.
But there's so many. Okay.
But they don't go out and break up rallies.
Right.
They're nice ladies.
The governor of Tennessee is signing an anti-LGBTQ adoption bill. His name is Bill Lee. This would assure continued taxpayer funding of some of the adoption agencies, even if they exclude families that want to adopt that may be from a different religious background or LGBTQ families. And I don't understand in this era, what's the difference if it's a good, loving home? What am I missing here?
I tend to agree with you. I think I actually started looking into some adoption different places. Yeah.
Really?
When? Why are you surprised about that?
Well,
recently,
I don't know.
I've started researching certain things.
I mean, I
don't know if that's
a fabulous mother. Oh my God, what a great mother!
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. I don't
no,
know.
I'm
it's really? Going to be a reality. I don't know if I'll follow it through. But I was just doing a little research to see what it would look like. And
you know, before Brendan met Sophie, he was thinking of doing that. He came to me 3 years ago, I think. Yeah, it was 3 years ago at Christmas. We started talking about him adopting a baby that he, you know, he wanted to have a child. He's wanted to have a child for a long time. And so I, you know, single parents or parents, like in your circumstance, your betrothed or whatever your fiance has two children of his own.
Yeah.
But they're not yours, so you can't really mother them. And you shouldn't really mother them because you're not their mother.
Right.
But, you know, having, you have such an, oh my God, that'd be great. Kara, don't you think she'd make a great mother? Anybody would be lucky to have you as a mother.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well I don't want to put the horse ahead of the cart ahead of the horse. I don't know. Because I don't know. I mean, literally, this was just a very loose search going, okay, what could my options be? What, you know, what directions do I want to go? The stipulations, I'm shocked. Unless you have a lot of money, the stipulations that they have for adoption are really unbelievable.
It costs about $40,000 to get it all through
systems. And, you know, it depends on if you go in the country or out of the country, if you foster for, I mean, it. And so what makes me sad about that is that, well, they're making all of these rules for people. And I understand there need to be rules because you don't want to just have these kids go to anybody. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you have people who are solid individuals who want to raise these kids who are otherwise sitting in an orphanage, Yeah. Why in the world? You know, why in the world wouldn't we make it easier? I mean, there are restrictions on all sorts of things. So that's, and to make it harder.
Prejudice in general.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you any, so mind your own damn business.
Well, I mean, I think we have a duty, and we have a duty to protect the kids that are in state custody,
yeah.
whether that's in this country or not. But so,
that.
But if you
I
have
agree.
People who are willing to give you a, you know, people in your life who will tell them that you're a good person, that you're a solid person, if you have a job, if you make enough money to support a child, if you can, if you have elements of support around you, come on, you know, like, who cares if you're LGBT? I don't know. I think it's, is it better than letting a kid sit in an orphanage would be the question I would ask people.
Yes, the answer is yes, 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 yes. The fate of Prince Harry's future. Well, this week has been full of all kinds of stuff regarding the Duke of Sussex, Duke of Sussex, Duke of Sussex. Remember the old Duke of Earl?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I know.
So he was on Instagram talking about his first official outing since stepping back from the royal family. And in the background, there was a song playing. Have you heard this story? It's kind of a...
No.
I would say...
I heard
word
someone
I would
say that there was like a secret message, but I cryptic. Didn't like actually... Yeah, I didn't actually dig into it. So what was the song playing?
Right. He was out on Thursday of this week, first time since they've changed their roles. In the background, he was... there was apparently in the video at the event after the event... there was in the background the Rolling Stones hit, This Is the One, which include the lyric, I'd like to leave the country for a month of Sundays, burn the town where I was born.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
How I thought it was like Whitney Houston, but, I Will Always Love
No.
You, and then that was the swan song. No.
No, not at all. But the focus continues, these lunatics in the news media. My God.
This is why I still think if they didn't want this, they should have never made this public. They should have just separated and gone on their way. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now it's just, it blows up.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of blowing up, there's, I'm going to mention this woman's name. I know Carol will go right to figure out who she is. Her name is Hunter McGrady, and she has posted what she referred to as the most fearless swimsuit photo ever from a model who is the curviest model ever. So I would just send you, just for fun, she says as an underplug that cellulite is cool. Hunter McGrady. Now, those of you who are interested in curvy models, go to Hunter McGrady. You see,
I mean, I got to say, she's. Have you seen her, Doug?
I'm looking at her. That's why
is
I made the
not
comment.
Not terrible.
No. Kara's about to say something. Okay, go ahead, kid.
I'm just, you know, wondering where you come across these.
I know you always said. Where does he find? I'm always looking. Always
I
looking.
Mean,
by the way.
She's quite attractive.
She is attractive, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's one for the books, Kara. There was an execution, the first execution of the year in the country. It was in Texas the other day.
Oh, fun. Go from models to executions.
I know.
This guy, now, I'm not a believer in the death penalty because I don't think it does anything other than just dispatches somebody who ought to be dispatched. And in this case, there are some circumstances where it's so obvious what has been done, proven without a doubt that this person did the horror, and therefore, even if it's vengeance, you know, get rid of him. And that was the story this week. This guy killed three. He's been married five times, and he killed three of his wives.
Whoa.
And he's been on death row for 15 or 16 years, been pending appeals, because I think one of the appeals was based on the wife misabusing him or something. I don't know. It was something god-awfully stupid. But can you imagine? I've wondered out loud why this guy was wandering around. He was sentenced to death and executed for killing his last wife just before they were going to get divorced. But he killed his third wife, and and that seems to me one of his adopted daughters. I mean, this guy was crazy.
Oh, so before you buy a house, it says you have to disclose that there was a murder in it. If you're going to marry someone, shouldn't there be disclosure if he offed his first two wives?
Well, like, I'm just going to say, when you're the third wife, when you're the third wife and you're like, huh, I wonder why.
Why would you marry anybody who's been married five times? I guess maybe that'd be the question.
A good question, too. But, yeah, I'd be like, huh, I wonder why two of your wives just disappeared or died. Yeah. Seems suspicious. Oh.
Ding, dang, doom. Gosh. Latest podcast from Good Day Health. In this episode from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the information focusing on the death rate from cancer and how it's declining. If you want to know about some of the new methods that are being used, including using cannabis to help fight cancer, that info is in the most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, all of the places that people get podcasts.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. The latest on binge drinking, Jennifer. U.S. adults who binge drink are drinking even more. This is a story about this country from the Center for Disease Control. They define binge drinking as 5 drinks or more for men or 4 or more for women on a single occasion.
How many drinking last?
Depends on the size of the
vase. I'll just have one.
Do you agree with that, Kara? You worked as a bartender for a while. Do you think that if somebody sits at the bar and they want 5 drinks, that's
that they have a problem?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard when you're out at an event. People tend to drink more. Like, I might have 4 drinks if I was out at a bar with friends, but I do that.
Listen to this.
Yeah, but I do
that. The average person with a high school diploma drinks from 646 to 942 drinks a year.
Jesus.
God.
You know how much money that is, by the way?
Only a day. Yeah, I'm definitely not drinking that much.
Woo. I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters.
My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Here he is, our auto expert, Nick Miles, from the website ourautoexpert.com. You can enter, if you go to the website, enter your email address to subscribe to his blog, get notifications about what's going on with Nick and his overview of cars. I see that you don't have enough money for a cloth to wipe off a car, so use your hands to wipe some stuff off that Toyota that you're... Can I send you something that'll help you clean the car off a little bit better? Maybe you could use that red and black jacket to clean the car off.
So generous.
Thank you. Listen, I'm nothing if I'm not generous. So answer me this question. I'm looking at all these cars on your website, and they all have the hot cars, all have different colored brake drums. Not the brake drums, but the rotors.
Calipers.
Don't even know what the calipers. Don't even know what that stuff is. So why do the? Is this just for sport? Just for? I mean, you see them on a lot of different upscale cars, and they don't add anything. It's just color for people to talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, usually Brembo, the company that made some of the most famous racing brakes, used to make their calipers in red, just to let you know you'd spend a huge amount of money on brakes to make you feel a little bit better about why you'd spend so much money. So they sort of started with Brembo, and then other people tried to sort of coin their own colors. I think BMW tried to coin orange and yellow and this sort of thing. And it's become a thing, you know. It's just like platform shoes in the 70s. It becomes a thing, and people
you
just have
that?
To have them and show everybody you spent a lot of money.
I didn't know you were that old. You remember platform shoes, huh?
Ben Flair's, too. That's how frightening things are in my life.
Very good. Nicely done. Okay, last week we were talking about the Takata recall, And yeah. Now Nissan has joined the fray with hundreds of thousands of vehicles in tow there. So what are we... this is something... Do we just bring our cars back no matter what the make to the dealer and say, is my airbag okay?
Usually we always recommend that you take that VIN number and you stick it in NTSA.com, which is the government website, .gov, which is the government website to find out whether your car is affected by any kind of recall. And then usually what happens is that it says, yes, your recall is this, you need to have this replaced, and you call your local dealer that you're friendly with, that you like to go to, and then that dealer will tell you when he has it in stock. This is kind of the problem. You can take a bad airbag out, but then you can't leave the hole in the steering wheel or in the glove box area where the airbag used to go. You have to have some kind of safety feature there. So you have to wait for the part to arrive, and that's the pain for a lot of people. It takes a long time, and Nissan just added 10 million vehicles. So it's just out of control. It's just out of control. So a total now of around 10 million, so they added 346,000. So it's a lot of cars that have to have them replaced in. And, again, we could spend your whole show from beginning to end listing off all the brands that need to be replaced. They go as far back as 2001.
Yeah, that's what I was amazed at. This is like 20 years worth of stuff.
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, the government should just cut and run and say, listen, if you have a Takata airbag in, have it replaced. Let's just get all of them.
Bingo. Be done.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous, but at the same time, it's dangerous. People are dying from this. They need to be replaced, so just get it done. It doesn't help people like Nissan, and they didn't do anything wrong. It's Takata. They bought the airbags from Takata, you know.
So is everybody else. All right, speaking of buying things, I want to tell you a story, and this may be a reflective moment. We don't often talk about dealers. We talk about the cars and the assets of the cars. We don't talk about dealers. There's a group in New England that is owned by a guy named Herb Chambers. And I've told you many times that I've had 14, 15, I don't know, maybe 16 Range Rovers since the mid-1990s. And most of them had been bought from this dealer before Chambers bought it. It was owned by the people that worked in the dealership. And so recently, though, I brought my Range Rover back for some service and warranty work and that sort of thing, and they found something wrong with it, but I told them to check with me first before you change it because I want to know what it costs. Well, they didn't do that. They did something, and they sent me a bill for $1,420, and I said, I'm not going to pay it. So I went all the way to the general manager of the dealership, and he said, okay, we'll write it off, and that's the end of that. Until this week, I got a call from this dealership, since my friend left, has had three managers in a year. So that tells you something. Hey. So he calls me, the manager calls me, screaming. This guy doesn't know me from Adam. He says, we're going to sue you for triple damages, and you owe us $1,400, and you better pay in the next 24. This is the manager of the dealership. The Range Rover dealership in Sudbury, Massachusetts. So I call him back up, and I said, I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, pal, but first of all, you don't even know what's going on because the dealer, the guy managing before you, wrote it off because they made a mistake. And he said, well, I'll check into that. But imagine, Nick, somebody calling and screaming at a customer like that.
The benefit there, Doug, is you don't ever have to go back. And you know, that's the thing. We can make our own decisions in buying cars. Doug, you've done the right thing. Don't go back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.